This episode of Real Life Sci-Fi is brought to you by Epic Reads and the new sci-fi fantasy Heart of Iron by Ashley Poston.
New York Times bestselling author Victoria Schwab says Heart of Iron delivers a delightful cast and nonstop thrills. The pages flew by and I couldn't put it down.
Don't miss this epic adventure, perfect for fans of Six of Crows and Firefly.
Pick up Heart of Iron today. Available now wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Do you do audiobooks?
I tried, but the one that I tried to listen to was too quiet, and I was cooking.
Feral Audio.
Hey guys, before we begin this episode of Real Life Sci-Fi, we got a couple things we want to say. Get off our chest.
Get them off our chest.
Hey man, you're going to be fucking buying shit anyways, right?
I know you are.
Buy shit online, right?
Online.
Fuck the stores.
Amazon.com.
Go to Amazon.com. You know what? Before you go to Amazon, go to our portal.
Our portal.
It costs you nothing, and it gives us kickbacks.
FeralAudio.com/...
Pert?
I think it's just FeralAudio.com, and then you'll see the portal.
Yeah, yeah. Anywhere.
It's just buy stuff on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, when you want to go buy your secret alien detectors, you want to go buy your 9/11
commission report.
Like, you can get it on Amazon. And
Amazon.
Get it for the same price that you're going to get it, but give us kickbacks.
Yeah, kickbacks. I almost said the N-word.
I know.
I'm not going to say it.
Thank you. Thank you for all your support. I love hearing your tweets. I love hearing your messages.
No, this is the beginning of the show. Let's start the show.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. So, also, you know, check out all Feral Audio has Feral to have. Audio. We're all friends with each other,
yeah,
which is weird.
Except for Duncan. I've never met Duncan.
I met Duncan Trussell.
A few times,
I had a great conversation about the universe.
Me.
Yeah.
Let's do the show.
Enjoy the fucking... We're going to talk about the fucking 9/11 Pentagon plane. Fuck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And this is Real Life Sci-Fi with both of us. This is the show where we talk about sci-fi stuff and conspiracy theories, and we're usually pretty drunk. Hopefully we don't get into an argument this time.
Yeah, spitballing off the last episode, I have this thing where it doesn't matter that I'm right, you know? It's not about being right, but sometimes I just get emotionally defensive, and luckily Wade and I have been friends long enough to where... that'll never matter.
Yeah, so if we do get into a fight, it's entertainment. It's not, you know, hopefully hopefully it's not too awkward to listen to, I guess, is what I'm saying. Our guest today is our good friend Casey Donahue, filmmaker.
Hi.
Disconnected?
Disconnected, yeah.
Disconnected on, I already forgot the...
Disconnected is my series on EliteDaily.com.
And you're still making that?
Yeah, we're still making it. I think we're getting ready to do our third round of episodes.
So it's like season three?
Yeah, season three.
Nice, congratulations. Do you get a bump every season?
I think so, hopefully. I got a bump for the second, maybe.
Nice.
Hopefully it'll just keep going up.
I love that Karate the Band, lead singer of the Karate the Band.
Yeah, Karate the Band, that's still a thing. We still...
I still want to get the shirt that says... I know karate, and then in parentheses, the band.
That's a great shirt idea.
Best shirt.
Yeah. Got to run it by Dave Lyons.
Yeah, I know.
So, you haven't been on the show before. What do you believe in any kind of like supernatural or anything like that?
No, I haven't been on the show's first time, but I listen to it all the time. Think it's great.
Thank you.
And you know, I have the kind of basic answer that everybody else has about aliens. You know how
the universe is so big that they couldn't possibly.
Yeah,
not.
It feels ignorant to think we're the only people.
But you don't think they've been to Earth, or do you?
I don't think so. Because I feel like that's a real big secret to kind of
Let me ask you this specific question. This is for both of you. When it is revealed that aliens have been visiting this Earth, let's just say that this happens in the future.
Sure.
How is it going to change your life? Is it going to change anything for you?
I think it depends on what they want. Like, are we talking about like revealed that they had been here, or just like now that they're presently among us? Or
I think that there are aliens among us. I think that Eisenhower did make a deal with aliens, and it backfired, and a lot of our missing persons are people that have been abducted, and that we've been working with them on an underground basis. Like I believe all that, and I'm like, what happens to somebody who just, not to put you guys in this category, but somebody who just has a job and then like is then aware of aliens? Like, does it change your belief system at all? Does it change your, of course, trust in the government? Yes, but
I don't know. I think if that just becomes revealed that that's what it is, but nothing changes after that, then it probably...
Like, would you go try to find him? Would you go try to...
I don't think so. I think it's still... maybe ask my friends if any of them are aliens or that sort of thing.
Cool, but
like,
cool.
What I guess... Still going to have to pay taxes, right?
Yeah. The point I'm trying to get is like, hey, if you're listening and you're worried that like we're revealing information, nobody gives a shit, so you might as well tell us. That's what I'm getting at. Like,
oh, you're talking to the aliens now?
The people that are protecting the secrets. Like, no one's going to quit their job or anything. Just let us know. We're all fine.
Yeah, I won't quit my job. I like my job.
Because I might... When, let's say they came out and revealed it, I'd probably just go off and then try to get in contact.
Yeah, and like talk, have a conversation, make friends.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I knew you were there.
But I mean, you might as well just go try to talk to like Magic Johnson. You know, like how are you even gonna? It'd be like Magic Johnson if he was invisible. Like, how would you go about?
I don't know. I saw two UFOs last night, and I swear, if you look for them, they're there. Not just out there. But, so I feel like, and I feel like I've thought in my brain to not conjure them, but to communicate with them, and they've shown up, and like.
Mm-hmm. But so you're already doing it, though.
Yeah, but I might actually go deeper. Like, you know, you want to see UFOs? Just go out in the woods by yourself. That's where all the missing people are, but that's where you'll find them.
Because they went out into the woods by themselves, not because of aliens. You know, you got to know the woods. Can't just go out into the woods by yourself.
I don't. Yeah. Well, let's get off of aliens.
Sure.
What else? Ghosts? What do you think of ghosts?
I'm kind of like on the fence with pretty much everything, because like I've never had any experiences or anything like that. Never had any kind of supernatural encounters, but there are times when, like, I don't know, I'm reading something or watching something late at night, and then I'll just kind of get that vibe of like it's gonna be a little tougher to go to sleep.
When you get that scary vibe, and I know we all get it, when you get that moment where you're just scared and you're like, I feel something. And it might be your brain tricking you, or you might feel something.
Yeah,
whatever.
I always attribute it to just like, I've been reading this scary shit. So, yeah, I'm just tricking myself into being like, oh, now there will be a weird guy staring into my window now, something like that.
Because I always go like, okay, it's just your brain. This is actually, I'm so scared that my fight or flight responses are acting up, and then I'm getting scared. So it's like, yes, I'm aware, and I go like, oh, fuck, just tuck yourself out of it. Doesn't matter. But then I also say, like, if there's anything in here, you aren't welcome here. You aren't allowed to enter my body. I say things like that in my head over and over.
Wait, in your head?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work unless you say it out loud.
I believe that everything internal you say is just as strong as you saying it out loud. I really do think that.
No, you're just self-conscious that one of your roommates will hear you.
I am self-conscious of that, but I've always been like, you know, I grew up praying before I went to bed, and I was like, what's the difference of me saying it out loud if my heart is
If God
it?
Can hear you quietly, so can ghosts.
Maybe that's...
Ghosts, maybe, but what about aliens who are just like... I mean, let's say that aliens are not telekinetic, and they're just like, what's this guy doing? He's just... He's just like laying on his bed.
My thing is, most stories of aliens have a... telepathic element to it. So if there's aliens, they're telepathic. That's my system.
Okay.
I still might subscribe to the fact that there might not be any, and that this is all a sham, and that the information of aliens is leaked out to, because supposedly there's going to be an event that happens where there's a fake UFO invasion using
you're gesturing and like saying it like you guys know about this event.
I know.
Yeah. It's going to be fake, like they're going to be holograms or what?
Yeah, it's going to be there is hologram technology out there that the military, you've seen the Tupac thing. Yeah. Think of the military using that. They've probably had that for 20 years.
So the military's going to have stage a fake hologram alien invasion.
Yeah.
And why?
Because at that point, when that invasion happens, because of 9/11, a lot of bills went through the system easily, quietly, with no opposition. The Patriot Act. Within like that, there's also like, I was just watching this thing the other day. I should just play that, but it's like they were trying to the Senate was trying to pass a bill, and within that bill, as he was reading it, the whole thing was like, this is classified, and if 80% of the population, this is classified, and that whole bill was basically about, if there was an alien invasion, FEMA camps could come in, while he was reading, he was saying things like, and people can get put into camps, and martial law will be declared, and that's what freaked a lot of people out, especially about martial law, FEMA camps, people still spouting out the fact that, fucking Obama is not going to leave the office. He's going to declare martial law and change amend the Constitution that, you know, that he can serve another term and all that stuff.
Does it bother you that half of the conspiracy theory stuff that you sort of subscribe to is by like crazy right wing, like, racist?
You know what bothers me is within everything I look up, I feel like I'm one of the smartest guys I know. And when I watch all this stuff, I have a very critical mind. And even some of the shit I saw today, I'm like, this is 100% fake. And this is the new shit being spread around. And it weirds me out because it's like, Yes, as a conspiracy theorist, you get thrown into the world of you're all idiots. But I also say that they're all idiots. I think everyone's an idiot. I think everyone's fucking stupid.
But you're listening to them, though, knowing that they're stupid.
But I think they're pointing me in the direction of where to look. And like, it's like that crop circle video. You ever see that one where
they debunked crop circles.
There were two UFO orbs that went over a field and then a crop circle formed. It was an amazing video. No. The guy that made it was showing people at a bar, and he was like, I made this. And then people were like, no, that's how it happens.
Right. Because they're stupid.
And it's just like, within this world, everybody specifically believes what they want to believe.
Yeah. You know?
But also, I don't want half of this shit to be real, because if it is, then what a hopeless future we have.
What about today's topic? Do you want it to be real?
I've held back.
First of all, everybody, brace yourselves.
Sorry to you're going to read the title of this episode, and then we're 12 minutes in. We haven't even started. Sorry. Today we're talking about, 9/11, but specifically the attack on the Pentagon. And specifically that a 747 Boeing did not crash into the Pentagon.
Okay. So buckle up.
It's gonna be a fun episode.
And I gotta say also that I've never done any reading on this, so I'm gonna be like the worst skeptic because
last night I was watching a couple videos. To
okay, good.
Prep so you myself.
Can. Okay,
but also this is me being negative, but I feel like most people haven't looked into any either the word truther or the actual facts of any of the 9/11 stuff, because it's so hard. When I was working on Mad TV, when I first heard of somebody saying, like, this was all faked, and the first thing that came to my mind was, you fucking idiot, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's what I said. Sure.
Yeah.
And now I'm 100% convinced that they knew about it and that they allowed it to happen.
We have to compartmentalize this, because if you're going to talk about the big grand conspiracy, that's a bigger episode. If we're just talking about the Pentagon, then I don't know what you're going to say, but the whole they knew about it thing, I don't know if that lends to this Pentagon thing or if that's just a bigger, like, kind of scoping argument.
First off, Casey, what are your thoughts before we get started on what's your stance on
9/11?
Well, we'll just say that the Pentagon crashed. Do you think a plane crashed into the? Do you think a American Airlines 747 crashed into the Pentagon?
Yes, I do believe that because I don't know, that's the story. There was a plane. People were on it.
It seems too obvious for it not to be that.
If it wasn't that, that's like the main question. It's like, then what happened to the plane? There, like, people were on that plane.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's weird to just kind of be like, oh no, it wasn't a plane.
Yeah. And I want to give this disclaimer too, that, like, within everything that I look up, the reason why we haven't touched this stuff yet is because the shit is crazy. On what I believe and what I don't believe and what's out there, and it's all fucking crazy.
It's crazy, but it's also a little insensitive because people died.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, today, 2016, there are, and these could all be fake too. I always understand that this could all be fake, but don't you think that people who were related to people that died in these plane crashes would actually be speaking out more so than, you know, because let's say that...
Speaking out in what?
Meaning, like, just like a veteran not getting money for getting injured at war. It's like, hey, these planes crashed, and if you believe in any of this, it's like, well, if you guys knew anything about this, then we can at least sue the government for negligence and get... shit tons
of
money.
Well, I mean, they do, and they did. I mean, there was that whole thing with that Jon Stewart, Daily Show guy, right? Jon Stewart, right?
Yeah.
he was campaigning for some health bill. I forget the name of it, but it was named after a first responder who died because of getting sick. And, you know, the government wasn't going to provide health care for all these people who got sick after.
And there's no way they would, because they're open the doors for...
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, they do fight for... They are vocal about it. I don't know. The thing, like... So, when I lived in New York, before I lived here in Los Angeles, I lived in Battery Park, which is right down the street from the World Trade Center. And basically, anytime I had to, like... go anywhere in the city, the subway stops were all right there.
Those and time out, I'm not judging you.
Sure, no, yeah.
But to me, everything in New York is down the street. How far was it, miles-wise?
Like, those were my subway stops.
Okay.
I mean, get out and then walk to the apartment.
I don't know shit about New York, but I know
it's
that
Battery Park.
Everything is
Battery
down
Park
the street.
Is, like, in the financial district.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was, like, really surreal because it's, like, my grandparents' apartment.
Wait,
and
when did you live there? After?
Way after. My grandparents were living there during it. It was a real, real scary day. Like, we weren't sure. We hadn't heard from them. We're watching it on the news and, you know, no one could get in contact with anyone. They luckily made it to New Jersey safely, but it's just a weird area now because if you go... Because my morning commute, my daily commute, I had to walk by Ground Zero, where they were, like, building the Freedom Tower. And there's, like, all of these tourists. And there's also all of these guys outside talking about how it's an inside job. And then there's, like, there's every side of it are outside of the World Trade Center on a daily basis.
Yeah, I treat it like this.
So I saw it every single day.
I'm a Bronco fan. But that doesn't mean I like every Bronco fan, because you go somewhere and like someone's being too obnoxious and like everyone else is like, oh, you're a Bronco fan too. You're just like that asshole.
Yeah. In regards to...
Truthers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think on a whole, how I feel about 9/11, it seems like there was maybe information that they knew about beforehand.
Yeah.
And it was like something that they let happen. But when we get into these weird specific conspiracy theories, like how it's not a plane, that's when I'm like, okay, well, come on, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so here's one thing I want to say. Yes, there's a lot of bullshit out there on both sides. You know, what I tend to lean towards when I'm looking through any conspiracy, any paranormal, anything, I tend to lean towards people that were working that are trying to be whistleblowers. That's what I lean towards. Mm-hmm. I know I just want to bring up this girl because I think that she's got a lot of truths that you just need to look at. You need to look at this stuff because, okay, if it's fake, then a big population of the country is into it, and mm-hmm. you should at least know how to defend yourselves from this bullshit. But then if you do believe in it, I'm telling you, this girl, Susan Lindauer, Lindauer, she was a CIA asset in 2000, 2001, when all this shit was going down. And she wrote a book, and she, because of the Patriot Act, most of the conversations she had were recorded, and she has those copies of those phone conversations. She was under the Patriot Act, she was the second non-Arab American that was indicted, and they held her for 5 years without trial. And she worked for the CIA, and they held her because of the information that she had, that she was connected to the fact that we were looking for information from Iraq about, we knew that terrorist plots were happening about hijacking planes in 2001 January. And she was talking to Iraq about, we had sanctions on them at the time. And her CIA handler, Richard Fuse, that's what she mostly talks about. He got paid $13 million basically to keep quiet, basically to, you know, the 9/11 commission report happened so fast, the quickest investigation in American history, and it was about the biggest attack on us, you know. It happened so fast. It was set up to fail. People that were on the commission have come out and spoken and said this thing wasn't meant to be investigated. So within all of this, there are secrets and lies that we'll never know. And look it up for yourself. I'm telling you, look up Susan Lindauer. I recommend, I'm going to go get her book because I'm really intrigued by it. I've heard her speak. The Patriot Act is so scary that she could be held for 5 years without trial. And she worked for the CIA. Like, that is...
Well, she was an asset. Did she work for the CIA?
I don't know what a CIA asset is.
Well, if she had a handler, that means she was working with someone, or she was close to someone who... they were investigating, and she was feeding them information. So I don't know.
Was an asset. But at any rate, I watched a video on her today, and I don't want to go into it because it's a broad 9/11 thing.
Right.
I want to specifically get into the Pentagon. And okay, well, first off, let's just start with this.
I feel like we should do this episode as a Q&A.
That's cool.
You've got a lot of stuff, but I think the most obvious way to begin discussing this would be, if a plane didn't hit the Pentagon, what did?
I mean, most people say it was a missile. A missile. A lot of people say it was a missile.
Yeah.
Let me just start with this. September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld comes out and says there is $2.3 trillion that cannot be accounted for in the Pentagon, right?
Uh-huh.
That's a fucking huge announcement. $2.3 trillion that are unaccounted for in the Pentagon. The next day, the part of the Pentagon that gets hit are the accounting offices. I mean, I you know, that what a great random thing. And then nobody ever asked about it again because all of a sudden we're blaming shit on Iraq. That was also the Navy annex part. I've heard stories.
What's
a
Navy? What?
Basically, what I kind of think is that a lot of the 9/11 attack that let it happen because it took out the secret intelligence of the Navy. They had a big office in the World Trade Center, and they had the part that got hit was the Navy part of the Pentagon.
So the Navy guys and the accountants are like cubicles next to each other, like.
It's SEAL Team 6 and then Deborah in HR.
So I have a question now. So Donald Rumsfeld says this thing about the 2. Whatever trillion unaccounted for, and supposedly a missile hits there the next day. Who fires the missile?
Well, see, I don't think it was a missile.
Okay.
But also, the weird thing is, okay, like the Bush family, you know, whether you think that there's Illuminati, whether you think that the Bilderberg group, the Rothschilds, the Carlyle group, all these big, powerful groups of rich people, like the Bush family was responsible for the security of the World Trade Center. That's Marvin Bush, like, that's just a fact. He was responsible for...
Like the guys who would walk around outside at night, like, they were part of... They were just, like, security guards. Is that what you mean?
I think that they were responsible for securing the World Trade Center. Whatever that means. That's a big entailment, but... there are... All right. When it happened, okay, here's the thing. The biggest thing that everybody talks about is the hole in the Pentagon. Like, oh, that's not big enough for a plane to go through there. And then also people say like, oh, well, the wings broke off and went in after it and it all melted because of the hot jet fuel.
Can I just preemptively ask you this, though? Like, I've seen those diagrams of like, here's an outline of a plane, and here's the hole that was in the Pentagon. And it's like, oh, okay, I guess I get what you're saying, but then you look at pictures of the Pentagon, and it's like fucking destroyed. There's not a hole in the Pentagon. It's like the whole fucking side of the building is gone. So I don't understand where this hole thing is.
The hole, there were two separate holes, and some people think that a piece of it broke off and a little hole was made. Now, here's the thing. I'm not necessarily clear on this either because from what I understand, the hole was the initial hole that there were pictures taken right away. And then slowly but surely, parts of the building were collapsed and it made a big opening.
Uh-huh.
That the hole was the original opening. But I've also seen that like, oh, well, there were two holes because it kind of broke in half. So this is really weird to say after looking at this all day. I'm not sure.
Well, for people who haven't seen it, like there's
a tiny hole.
There's diagrams, and it's a hole that's like, I feel like the size of a plane without the wings. And they always show the wings and say like, well, the fucking wings would have done this. But it's also a government building.
Those buildings were made, like people say things like, oh, well, look at the glass up above the hole is still intact. But I'm like, yeah, this is blast proof glass.
Right. And so I don't think it's a big stretch of the imagination to think that the wings, because
I don't think so either.
If a plane is coming down, the wings are probably going to, I don't know, seems like they would snap off, right?
I think the most convincing video I saw yesterday was a video of a bunch of pilots and scientists talking about it.
I love that, yeah.
And everyone was talking about, like,
like the pilots are like, if a plane falls apart, it falls apart a certain way. There's none of this debris that would be there if a plane crashed. So that stuck out to me. They were also harping on the lawn being pretty pristine in front of the building, whereas if a plane that big was coming in that fast, 10 feet above the ground,
it would have burned the grass.
It would have just been like scorched all the way up. So that was another sticking point. And then there was a scientist talking about the physics of how this plane would break apart hitting a building like that, and how the aftermath didn't match the physics of it. So those were the three things where I was like, okay. But then at the same time, I'm like, I also don't know who any of these guys are.
Yeah, know,
but that's the other thing too. Like, the Pentagon is not tall, right? Like, is it like a 5-story building or something?
It
wasn't that.
It's not that tall. I'd say between five and ten.
So, like, the one thing that I can agree on with, like, these, you call them truthers. There's got to be a better name for them.
I know. I hate that word.
Loonies?
Yeah. It would be pretty hard to, like, fucking nail that. I mean, we all played Top Gun fucking in 1980. Nine on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, and landing on that
really
hard carrier
to land. And I can only imagine it's not easier in real life.
So here's what some people say. Okay. If you look at the eyewitness accounts, it's so fucking crazy, because when I read eyewitness accounts, I say like, oh, okay, this guy was a plant. Oh, this might be real, because I'm like, they reveal specific things. It was like that. Well, I won't get into that guy. Well, okay. It was like the guy during the tower. He was an eyewitness. He was like, oh yeah, the plane crashed into it. And then that melted the steel structure. And, you know, like, he had very specific information. Have you seen that guy?
No.
Oh God. Okay. Well, whatever. Okay, here's some weird things about flying a plane that big. There's something called, oh God, what the fuck is it called? Hold on. The ground effect. If a plane that big is flying that low to the ground for that long, because what happened was there were some telephone poles that were knocked over from one trajectory, right? These telephone poles got knocked over, which means that this thing was going low, really low, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
For like, I don't even know, maybe a half mile, maybe less than that.
I think it's more, actually.
And so that in order for a plane that big to fly that low to the ground, there's something called a ground effect, where you actually get extra lift and extra speed because you're so close to the ground. These planes were designed to give you lift, or the way the air hits it.
Sure.
So if you're flying that low, you actually get lift because the air going behind the plane pushes down as you go over it, and
yeah,
it pushes you
up. Yeah,
against
the earth, right.
So you have to be like, only like really experienced pilots can do that. And that's one, there are pilots out there, there's a big pilot organization that says, hey, the turns that all of the planes combined together that they say that they made can't do that. These are commercial planes. They can't make sharp turns. They're not made to do that on purpose, so that you don't make a sharp turn. And the ground effect, and there's a group of pilots that say this, that have come out and said this is all fake, because these planes can't do that. These planes can't exceed these speeds because of the governors put on them and whatever. At any rate, so where all these telephone poles were knocked down, there was a taxi cab. And his story is this: one of the poles got knocked over into his cab, and it was sticking out of his cab, and he pulled over, and some anonymous stranger helped him pull the pole out of his cab, and they put it on the ground. This pole
That's
weighs
a telephone pole?
Yeah. Or a light post. This light post weighs between 200 and 300 pounds and is probably 20 feet tall. So, within all of the photos of...
Well, that guy's just full of shit.
Yeah, but this is part of the official story. In most of the pictures, you see the cab driver, you see the hole in his window, and you see the light post sitting outside of it. And yes, it's between 200 and 300 pounds. I think two people could pull that out.
Yeah.
But there's no damage on the hood of his car. In every photo, there's no damage on the hood of his car.
Here's the thing about anytime a tragedy happens, everybody is the first person to know somebody or be affected by it in some third degree way. Like anytime anyone dies, that's any somewhat like close to you or your circle of friends at all, everybody immediately is like, oh God, that was my best friend. And I'm so affected by this.
Yeah.
And it's just like this weird, like attention seeking thing. Like, oh, I'm hurt by this too.
I so agree.
So he's in a lot
of the official photos.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure he is, but I'm sure the fucking telephone or light pole or whatever fell down, and then he was like, "Oh, it was in my car. Like, I almost died." Like,
yeah, yeah. The weird thing about him is there's an interview with him in 2008 where he's basically like, they took him to the scene of the crime. They were interviewing him, and he kept saying, I wasn't right there. And they're like, look, here's a photo of you right here. And it's like, I wasn't right there, though I was over there when it happened. And then the guy, like, secretly has the camera on, and they start going on about the fact that, like, he keeps saying things like, I'm too small for this. This is bigger than me. And he basically lets on the fact that this was planned and that the cab driver moved himself because he was a part of the conspiracy. I mean, whatever. I agree. It's like there's no credibility to that whatsoever. But also,
like, why would you involve a cab driver?
Well, here's the thing. They were looking for him and they couldn't find him, supposedly. And then they found him and they interviewed him, and they didn't take his car in as evidence. They didn't interview him as a witness. Which is crazy, but also his wife worked for the FBI.
A cab driver's wife worked for the FBI.
Yeah. So
in what capacity?
As what?
I don't know. But like, he's like, he was like, somebody was asking him like, they're looking for you. And he's like, well, my wife works there.
This all sounds retarded.
It does, but it's out there. But he's a part of the official story that. One of the light posts got knocked over into his cab.
Uh-huh.
Him and some other guy pulled it out.
What is the area around the Pentagon? Is it like a bustling city type area?
Well, I don't know. Here's one.
Like, shouldn't there be like at least hundreds of people who would have seen
That's
this giant plane?
Yeah. I mean, there are.
They're only talking to a cab driver?
I read about 20 witness accounts today. And they're all over the place. The one guy, what I like is the guy that was interviewed for the news, where he was like, I was working across the street. I looked out. I saw a plane. It looked like a private jet that held about 20 people. And that's what crashed into the... And then, like, the evidence... Yes, there's not that much plane wreckage. Here's the thing. I've been looking up plane crashes my whole life. Because I've always thought that I was going to die in a plane crash, and I wanted to know if there was a spot to be on the plane where you would survive.
The wing.
So I've seen so many plane
crashes.
Also,
you're
going to
manifest that, man.
I know.
Like, after watching Lost, I don't like being in the back of the plane.
No, the tailies, they got fucked.
Yeah, they all got died.
But the real...
well, no, not all of them. They were around. They were just
But
they got killed by the Dharma Project.
Everybody in the tail section ended up dying at Lost.
But the real truth is this: every plane wreck is 100% completely different. I feel like you need to be either on the wing or in front of it, because as a pilot, you're going to want to this might sound selfish, and I could
pilot
be wrong
died
about
in the
this.
First episode of Lost.
But a pilot's trying to save, yes, the plane and the passengers, but more so himself.
He got squashed by something, though, right?
The smoke monster.
Oh, right.
You know, I never saw
he
Lost.
He didn't die in the wreck.
I never saw Lost. I watched it twice.
He survived the wreck, but the smoke monster got him.
Two times I watched it were the introduction of the smoke monster, and I watched the same episode twice. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys watching? And then the second time I was like, I'm watching this again? And then I watched the first episode like 2 years ago. I'm like, oh, this looks really
good. First episode is amazing.
It's pretty good, yeah.
At any rate, I will tell you this. It's weird to... I've seen a plane crash into a concrete wall. You know, they used to do tests and mm-hmm. it basically got incinerated because this wall was meant to take a blast.
And how big was the plane?
It was a fighter jet, and it was going 500 miles an hour. And yes, it going that fast is going to, a lot of it is, most plane crashes, it's weird. There's huge pieces. There's pieces all over the place in that one little section, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of the plane survives. And yes, there are people that claim that, well, I found clothes of people, I found dead body parts, I found the black box. But there's also people that were within the Pentagon that have come out and said, I was looking for my son. I walked out where the plane supposedly hit. There was no jet fuel on us. There was no evidence of plane wreckage. And then, like, there was an ABC News.
Why would there be jet fuel on you?
Some people said that when the blast happened, they got sprayed with jet fuel because it all fucking spread out everywhere. But I'm like, that could happen. But
seems like it would have ignited.
You would have burned to shit.
Yeah.
So there's so inconsistencies on both sides.
Well, let's cut to the quick. If you don't think it was a missile and you don't think it was a commercial airliner, then what do you think it was?
I'm leaning towards this, and this is weird too, because this happened in Fort Collins, but there was
that's weird because we're from near there.
And we were in Fort Collins when this plane was acquired, but basically, when you look at the pieces, okay, so like there was a news report that came out that they haven't really aired too much, but there was a news guy out there. What? Oh, yeah. And he was like, well, I don't think it was a plane because there isn't any wreckage out here. All of the wreckage is just small enough to be picked up.
This is Fort Collins you're talking about?
No. This is just the Pentagon crash.
Okay.
And he's like, well, there are photos of people picking up small pieces of the plane, you know, and like there should be more
just
wreckage
off
everywhere.
With them?
Just moving it.
I'm going to put this on eBay.
There's official photos of people moving little pieces of plane wreckage. And then there's, of course, the news shot where it's like one small piece of plane wreckage, but it's like the background is the penthouse burning. Pieces are very small.
The Pentagon?
We
should call it the penthouse, though.
Yeah. Did I say penthouse?
Yeah.
Same thing. Five stars, same demon. Pentagon, pentagram. Penthouse.
Oh, wait, okay. Hold on. What? But you still haven't... No, don't. But you still haven't answered what you think it was.
Oh, there's this little plane. Basically, it was like an A3 jet that was like... Yeah, a smaller, more private jet that was painted to look like an American Airlines plane. I mean, here's the thing. Yes, I think, I don't know, this is weird because I believe in the possibility of a lot of things. If that little plane was what crashed in the Pentagon, what happened to the people that were on the other flight? I think
that's my big question.
I think planes were landed somewhere and all the people were killed.
But there is also, I have
What do you mean killed? Like the plane landed somewhere and they were like executed, killed?
From what I have heard, I don't know if I believe this, but that like it was like, oh, if you aren't going to cooperate, basically they just turn into slaves, and like if you're not going to cooperate, we'll just murder you. Well, anyways, I know that's crazy.
It just seems like if you're gonna do this, outside of that, it's hard to get a big commercial airliner to navigate it, run it into the Pentagon, but you've got that plane. Like if you're gonna replace the plane with a different plane, and someone's gonna be like, yeah, I'll fucking kill myself. I'll fly a plane into the, give me a smaller plane so that I can fly it into this. You're the government. You're like, well, or whoever's in charge of this. We have this plane. Just try it. Give it a try. Why go through this whole thing? Okay, we'll land the real plane somewhere else, and we'll make these people
there's basically three possible stories that could happen, and the one that I don't believe is that they just got hijacked and they just crashed into them. That's the one and the reason why I don't believe it is because, I mean, I think that, yes, that still could have happened, but when you, I don't want to get into the towers, but the towers were preemptively set up. But okay, with the Pentagon, the fact that they hit the accounting offices and the Navy annex. You know, I'll throw that in there too. But more importantly, the accounting offices the day after they say that $3.2 trillion are missing. And
yeah, do you think Rumsfeld was involved?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
awareness. Awareness.
Wait, well, Rumsfeld is the one who said that.
So yeah, was he, like, winking at the fact that, like, tomorrow?
Well, okay, like, why would he come out and say that
if he was trying to cover it up?
This girl, Susan Landauer, basically said this, that in January or early months, January through March of 2001, that Iraq was, like, trying to make peace with us. They're like, they said things like, we'll buy a million American cars every year. Take the sanctions off us. Let's be friends. Let's work through. She's upset because Iraq was the second country to perform the successful heart transplant in the history of humans. Or, well, according to the recorded history of humans. And, sorry. but
that's why it's hard to take you seriously, man.
She's like, basically what we did to Iraq was genocide. She's talking about how, like
the
yes,
war?
They announced, and they weren't even, you know, people are attaching all this to Saudi Arabians and, but basically in her book, she talks about how early 2001, she's talking to Iraq. She's trying to make peace with them. Everything's good. And then, like, her superiors are basically saying, like, well, we want more. We want more. Tell that. And then this specifically came from Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, that if you don't give us the information of the terrorist plane hijack stuff that's going to happen, we're going to bomb you. So we're going to bomb you out of existence. That was a threat that was given to Iraq, according to her, early 2001, meaning that, like, they had access to that they could maybe get information. We knew a terrorist plane hijacking thing was going to happen for a while.
That all seems on the level. Why wouldn't you say any of that?
Right. I believe that. I believe they knew something was going to happen, and they knew,
and they didn't have the answers, and they also
they could, you know, start this war and make a small amount of people a bunch of money and ruin
and
a bunch of other people's
lives.
At this
time, she says that Iraq was very open to letting them come in and test their nuclear facilities. It's like, hey, you know, it was very open door. They've got sanctions against them, which means that nobody's going to fucking trade with them. We've got all this oil. We've got all this gold. We've got all this money.
Maybe my history is failing me here, but I remember right after 9/11, we went into Saudi Arabia for a really long time. And then once we went into Iraq, people were like, wait, why the fuck are we going to Iraq?
We blamed the whole thing on
No, but what I'm saying is, if you were going to use 9/11 as anything, if you're going to use it to attack Iraq, and you can manufacture all the information, why wouldn't you just say, oh, Iraq, why would you even bother with the Saudi Arabia part?
We had bases in Saudi Arabia, so and of course we're always there, but
well, we're doing Iraq too, don't we? I mean,
yeah, but supposedly,
I don't think maybe the whole thing was just to get to Iraq, but I think they realized once 9/11 happened, our country became very, like, you know, fear based and, like,
well, this
everyone's afraid, and security became the number one priority for so many people, and it's fucked up our country.
Yeah.
No,
since then.
I totally agree with all that. I'm just saying.
So once they started saying, like, well, Iraq has,
but I think
we didn't need that.
But this Iraq thing is tangential anyway. Like, they never used 9/11 to go into Iraq. I mean, they did. They eroded, like, the Constitution to be able to go into Iraq because of the WMDs and shit like
that.
Yeah,
what I remember is the whole thing about they have weapons of mass destruction. And because 9/11 put the United States into this, like, state of fear for so long, that everyone was like, okay, if we're so convinced,
right? So you're
there'd
saying
be less pushback.
So you're saying
it.
They use 9/11 as a way.
I think
to
9/11 opened a bunch of doors.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, like for example,
it just seems to me, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If this is why I have a problem with the government knowing about 9/11, because if the end goal is to go into Iraq, you could make up WMDs at any point. You don't have to... I get it, like, we relaxed the laws on, like, when you can declare war and shit like that, but if the goal is to go to Iraq, and then you use a national tragedy to do it, I don't think that you had anything to do with the national tragedy.
I don't think the goal was to go into Iraq. I think the goal was... I mean, the thing is that, like...
But that's everything that you're saying. You just keep talking about this woman.
Well, no. This woman's basically saying that we were becoming friends with them and that there were threats coming from up above. But the threats were coming to give us information about the hijacking, and they didn't give us any.
So, all right. I guess I'm just kind of lost.
The thing is, I'm lost too, because there were so many different versions of timelines that I'm kind of just throwing all together.
All right. Well, then fuck any of this. I want to talk about, like, the logistics and the real shit, like the stuff that we know.
Okay. So, let's say I watched footage today of big giant 747 planes. They were just testing them, wrecking them into things, right? And for example, they had poles. Like telephone poles to fly through before it hit this ground thing, whatever.
Are like all the comments on these videos just like truthers talking about?
I don't read
about...
comments anymore. I know, I don't. Because I'm like, even when I read a comment and somebody's pissed off, I'm like, I still don't know which side you're on. But so basically, if there was a plane and it did knock down, there were like five light posts that got knocked down before it hit the Pentagon, right?
Uh-huh.
But all of the witnesses said, no, the plane was over there. Most of the witnesses' accounts say that the plane came from another direction, yet all these light posts were knocked down. I only bring that up because I feel like the light posts were knocked down as part of the setup, and that the plane came from a different direction. This taxi cab guy with the light post in his car, that's fucking weird bullshit. It's so fucking weird. He's in most of the photos of the Pentagon
crash. So witnesses
crash.
Are saying the plane came from a different direction, but all these light posts are down as part of the official story.
Yeah.
How did the light posts get down? Did people just, the like, government, you know, men in black
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
knock
that,
them all down?
That's what's weird to me, too, because I'm like, well, this plane crash video that I saw, and I know that it's going to be different. You can't just apply this to everything. But, okay, the wings, for example. If you're knocking down, I know that supposedly he was going faster, you know, that they were going really fast when they sped up right before they hit the Pentagon. These light posts, yes, they would just get knocked over, you know. But if it was further out on the wing, it would tear off part of that wing, you know. Sure. And supposedly it hit the one of the engines and it created a smoke trail behind it. That's the official story. And so that's why in the security footage that you see, there's only two frames. There's only two fucking frames. One frame, you see a smoke trail and then the blurry thing. And then in the next frame, it's fucking, because it wasn't, you know, it's not 30 frames per second or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like security footage.
Yeah.
So there's two frames. One, you see something weird with a smoke trail behind it. And the second one, it's already on fire.
Right.
So supposedly, those light posts are what hit an engine and that started the engine on smoking, and that's why. And I'm like, yes. The thing is this. The official story to me, could that have been the truth? In my eyes, I don't think so.
Well, let me ask you. I just don't understand, like, if the plane was coming from a different direction, then the Pentagon got hit from a certain direction.
But I think that there was a smaller plane that was used that was painted like an American Airlines plane that came from a little bit different of a trajectory.
That's crazy, man. So you're just asking some pilot to commit suicide?
I don't fucking know. I mean, could that thing be run without a pilot? Yes.
No.
Autopilot will fucking get you.
What brings all of this to like a screeching halt to me is there were real people on the plane who are dead now.
Well, that's the weird thing too. There are videos
out
there.
I need them to be accounted for before I agree to any of this.
Like,
other
I say
shit.
This, I know that, yes, it's a podcast, but like, go look up There's bullshit on both sides, yes. But there are videos where they're trying to find the people that died. They're trying to find the families that died. I know this is insensitive because there could be somebody listening who actually is related to somebody that died on one of these planes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I don't fucking know. The way the internet works, the way people are, like, I don't know what to believe.
Don't spend a good chunk of time apologizing to a fictitious person who's probably not listening.
But there are a lot of videos out there of people that are like, this person didn't exist, and here, and look, it, this family doesn't exist.
That shit, I can't get behind that.
That's
shit.
Like retarded. Because yeah. How would you?
That's like so.
It's like the stories. It's like the stories you hear of the Publishers Clearinghouse winners that they can't find. I know that doesn't compare, but I'm like, can you? I mean, could I go find you if I didn't know you? Could I find you?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm all over the internet, man.
Like find Jill, a watch 50, my Snapchats. Find a 50. A 50-year-old from 15 years ago, before the internet was a social media place, go find that guy. Go find fucking Michael Johnson, you know, from Saskatchewan.
Because the thing is this. One thing that I've always remembered was that yes, there was a wheel. Okay, here's the wreckage that I've seen. There are pieces of the plane as if it had been peeled off a little bit. Yes, I could see that. Yes, there was a hubcap of a wheel or a hub of a wheel. Yeah, sure. There was an engine, supposedly, and I don't know how truthful any of this is, but supposedly the engine that was out on the lawn didn't match the engine that a Boeing 747 has. And there are quote unquote experts that have come out and said that's not the engine of that plane. So yes, I believe a plane crashed here, but not
that
plane.
There's also experts who have looked at that hubcap and been like, that is 100% the hubcap from that plane.
Yeah.
So
I have one more question about. So we've been talking about if the plane actually crashed, you know, the crash itself. Talking about what. Could it have been if it wasn't this plane? But I'm still hazy on why it would be anything other than that. Like, who set it up, and what was the end goal for it?
Yeah, well, okay, so along in this realm of top secret stuff, like for example, there were air traffic controllers that day were running. An exercise of what happens when planes crash into buildings. So that was happening that day.
Where?
In America.
Oh, just across the country.
There was an exercise going on. Yeah. Of what happens when planes crash into buildings. So supposedly that was so that they wouldn't scramble the fighter jets right away. Where they're like, wait, because there's a lot of air traffic controller responses. We're like, wait, is this the exercise or is this real? There's the miscommunications of like discerning between exercise and reality.
This is true?
Yeah. And that's why.
Is it true or is it true?
It's true.
Okay.
It's true. And okay, so like I was talking to my girlfriend Shauna about this. She was in Washington, D.C. while all this shit was going on. She was in school. The school told everybody, go to the White House. It's safe there. When they got to the White House, everybody was running out of the White House and like, don't come here. And she said that all day there were fucking, after that moment, there were fighter jets flying all over the city.
Oh, sure. Everywhere that day was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, there were fighter jets flying over the White House all around that area. So for that plane to be able to crash into the Pentagon is ludicrous because they had fighter jets in the air at the time.
No, but the Pentagon is nowhere near the White House. The Pentagon is like, the Pentagon has its own campus. It's
No, I agree with that, but I'm saying here's the White House, right? And I think that the Pentagon is more defended than the White House. That is the base of all of our branches of security.
But who?
Not from a fucking plane.
But who made this? Who was the mastermind? And because we've only mentioned about how it was like the accounting department that got hit, and the day before he mentioned how there was all this money unaccountable. Are you saying that
Rumsfeld and whoever, secret government, whoever, crashed a plane, whether it was the plane that said or a different smaller plane, to erase any sort of records of this missing $2 trillion. That's the whole point of this.
Okay, here's my take on the whole thing. Because this is weird. I'm torn on different things. Like the plane that crashed over, I know I'm getting into different territories, but the plane that crashed over, what was it, Pennsylvania? The one that just crashed out in the middle of nowhere?
Yes, I think so.
Like I said, I've been looking up plane crashes my whole life. This plane crashed into the ground, left a huge hole in the shape of a plane, right? Which is fucking crazy. And there was there was plane wreckage up to 4 miles away. There's never been a plane crash in the history of plane crashes where a seat ended up 2 to 4 miles away from the plane crash.
Wait, so you're saying this other plane crash also is?
I'm saying this other plane crash was shot down, and they didn't want to tell the American people that it was shot down because we shot it down.
But you can't believe that the Pentagon thing was staged and that we shot that other plane down.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Those are contradictory.
This is what I think. This is okay. Here's my take on the whole thing: is that they knew an attack was going to happen. They were prepared for an attack to happen at certain points, like the World Trade Center. I feel like the and look up the Susan girl dude because she talks about it too. But she
could just be getting money though.
I agree.
If she's selling
I agree.
A book, disinformation, right?
$2 trillion unaccounted for.
Disinformation is a real thing. There are true facts that our government, secret government, whatever. You can't say government because they're all disconnected. The Navy separate from the Army. They're all separate. But there is proof of people being out there that are made to put out disinformation to confuse us all. The latest video that I saw of supposedly the Pentagon, the government collected 85 videotapes from around the city. The Pentagon, I'm telling you, had more video cameras on it than fucking the fucking video game place I went to where they had 25 streaming cameras in there. The Pentagon's
16 years later.
The Pentagon's got fucking cameras all over it. We get two views.
Well, because I mean, think about it. If you're trying to protect the Pentagon, what are you going to point at? Like, what would these cameras be?
I agree.
You're not going to go like, department. Oh, let's point out here because a jet might fly in from here.
I agree with you, but there should be more than two cameras that had views. And also, they collected all, you heard about that gas station, right, that had a security camera that had extra footage of it. Supposedly, they collected that. They collected every camera. There are other cameras around that should have shown the plane on it.
Maybe, but you're talking about nearly 20 years ago. And you have to think about, like, what technology we were using at the time. Video on the internet was like it wasn't even a fucking thing. Like you couldn't get a video to load on the internet in 2001. None of our cameras had video cameras. Like they were flip phones and shit.
But for example, this gas station camera, like they went and confiscated that.
Yeah, but I can't even imagine that's not better than the Pentagon ones.
No, I agree. But supposedly they collected 85 videos from around the area that haven't been released.
Probably because they're fucking boring.
That should all Freedom of Information Act. That should all be out.
Well, you have to file. Go ahead and file or get a journalist.
All these
to file
truthers are filing
thing.
That shit, not me. You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Time will tell, I guess. But the point is.
But okay. So here's my overall belief that we knew an attack was going to happen. That we also let it happen, but we also helped it happen.
It's weird to me, okay, because here's the thing. You believe that the Pennsylvania plane or whatever was shot down, right? Which I can get on board with because I've heard about that wreckage thing too, and
other plane crashes.
Like they would be like, well, fuck, let's shoot this thing down.
Sure.
But I don't believe that then if they're going to shoot down a passenger airplane, that they're also going to make a different passenger airplane disappear so that they can crash a smaller plane into the Pentagon.
That's pretty nuts. But I'm like, what if that plane just didn't exist?
Plus, hang on. I know we're not talking about the towers, but we've all seen that footage, and those are 100% commercial airliners. So, Yeah, there's this weird, like, kind of like,
I'm not 100% on that.
Well, I'm going to pick and choose, like, you guys, you're saying, like, I'm going to pick and choose what I want to believe to fit the narrative of the story that I want to tell.
But I feel like that's what everybody does.
There's more. Yeah, of course they do. But you're doing it for these reasons just to believe that what happened didn't happen. Eyewitness accounts are notoriously... no one should ever fucking, they're ridiculous.
The professor that has the story of somebody walks in and mugs them and they interview everybody and everybody's story is 100% different. Yes, I totally agree.
No, that's my story. That's my specific story that I don't think I've told on this podcast. Or maybe I have. I don't know.
I think everybody's memories, though, everyone remembers what they want to remember. Everyone can manufacture their own memories to fit the narrative that they want their memories to fit.
So my whole thing is, like, if you would have said it was a missile, I could maybe get on board with that. But you do think that it was a smaller airplane, right?
That was painted to look like...
I think that is the craziest thing that you could believe. Like, of all the theories, that one is the one where I'm like, that's the one that crazy people believe.
Yeah, that's the scenario where they also crash-landed the other plane and told all the passengers, if you don't comply, we turn you into slaves.
Well, it's like, okay, picture the Malaysian flight that we still haven't found anything for, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
To me, I don't mean to bring that up, that's a whole different topic, but to me that was shot down politically. And
by who?
Because you know who...
Wait, you don't mean to bring it up, but you're specifically much bringing it up.
Yeah, I know. But I guess what I'm saying is that what happened when that flight disappeared was then there became one sole owner of this new technology. Because everybody on that plane, they were like... Well, I guess what I'm saying, though, is that a plane could get shot down. And it could get covered up.
I mean, shit happens, you know? What happened to Amelia Earhart? Is that a conspiracy theory?
I don't know.
I think that was so long ago that nobody knew where to find anything back then.
How did we search for it? We flew planes over islands.
I don't know how they searched for it. But
think about, what is it, like 80% of the world is the ocean, right? Even this Malaysian thing, like, yeah, I get it. Like, it's weird. It's mysterious.
I want to throw this in there. I don't know if I've brought this up on this show before. Did you know Michael Jackson was supposed to be in one of the towers that morning?
I heard that. Yes.
I think you might have mentioned it on the show.
Because he just on performed Michael Jackson a tour at Madison Square Gardens, and he had a meeting in the tower, and he slept in because he was on weird drugs, you know, of course.
Yeah.
And then they're making a movie about it because him and a few other...
They're making a movie about him supposed to be
in a meeting.
Him and a couple other celebrities freaked out and drove cross-country back to L.A.
That sounds like a great movie.
I know, dude.
So it's like a road trip movie?
Yeah, who are the other celebrities?
Patrick Swayze.
I don't remember, but...
Michael Jackson.
but I'm like, oh, cool.
This sounds like a great movie.
And high school LeBron James.
I just watched footage. I don't want to get into the towers. So that's another episode. But here's my thing: is that if it was the regular Boeing flight that supposedly crashed into the Pentagon, let's just say that that's the official story.
Mm-hmm.
What weirds me out is how inconsistent. Yes, the witnesses. I understand that can be inconsistent, but how inconsistent the evidence is of. Okay, this thing was flying so low that it knocked over all of these light posts, yet it didn't break off any part of the plane before then, meaning that it just hit the wing close to the center of the body. Because if the wing hit anywhere...
Yeah, we talked about it.
If it hit anywhere on the outside, those pieces would have broken.
Yeah,
right?
we talked about that.
And then so it crashing in, suppose there's a spot... I cannot believe... that a plane could crash into the Pentagon and that somebody within minutes could walk out through where the plane crashed through if there was actually a gigantic plane. This plane had so much fuel in it, you know what I mean? So take a 747, crash it into a building, and have somebody walk through where it crashed within a half hour after it crashed. So I don't think that that's possible.
Did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah. There's tons of witnesses.
So you believe that, though?
So the theory that it is a smaller plane that took the place of this plane is because they needed it to be an actual commercial flight, like that crashed. Is because I'm trying to figure out why.
Because if that
plane was so big, like what we're talking about, where it can't make all these maneuvers that are in the report that it made, is the idea that they used a smaller plane that could make those maneuvers crash into the plane or into the building, so then they can go, this commercial airliner, for whatever reason, they need it to be that? As part of the story?
Okay, so me believing in this timeline, which I'm not 100% on, but I lean more towards it. If it was just a commercial plane that was hijacked, let's say it tried to crash into the Pentagon and it didn't make it because the ground effect, it got too low, it crashed before it got in the Pentagon. It wouldn't have erased the $2.3 trillion accounting records.
And that's what this is all about.
Yes.
Here's my problem with that. Why ever say anything about the $2.3 trillion?
The day before, yeah.
Why do that?
Did he come out and make a statement, or was it like a press conference thing? Or?
I'm not sure, but I think he was getting interviewed. Basically like part of a, not necessarily a trial, but a preemptive trial. Like, hey, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. It wasn't a press conference. It was him... I could look it up real quick. Because I don't know. That's going to help us all.
So leading up to this, was there a bunch of pressure on Donald Rumsfeld? And like I was like 13, 14 at the time.
Feel like...
I didn't care about government politics shit. So I don't know really what the climate or what was in the news about the government at that time. I cared about...
Pokemon? Like
Blink-182 mostly. And,
oh, okay.
Weezer. I don't know.
Dashboard Confessional.
Dashboard Confessional saves a day. But yeah, so
all I'm saying
is, was there like all this pressure leading up to that? That was like,
not to my memory.
Okay.
The thing is, the budget of the government is a fucking mystery to all of us.
I agree.
And they're never honest or. I can't think of the word. They're never like telling us what they're spending all their money on. Like you can't really look at the budget and go like, wait, there's $2.3 trillion missing here from the Pentagon. What's the deal? Like
who's this?
This is the guy who tried to. He's like an amateur kind of government like
auditor,
and he just graduated from economics. And he went to Brown, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to check out the government's budget. Let's see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This all checks out. Like, you can't do that. That's not possible. And so for Rumsfeld to say, oh, there's $2.3 trillion missing... There's no reason for him to do that.
The day before his grand plan to crash a small plane, crash a bigger plane, enslave... That's... Yeah. What... So in this scenario...
You can drop that from this scenario.
But I do want to... Before we end this episode... Before we end this episode, I really, really want you,
Willie...
What
was the press conference?
I really want you to just walk us through... Like starting at 7 in the morning. I can't remember. They hit it, what, like 10 LA time or earlier?
I don't know. I was boxing up porn in the Hustler warehouse.
I was hungover, sleeping in. But I want you to walk us through the timeline of what you think happened.
Okay.
Don't validate it at all. Don't get off on all this shit.
I want you to hit the points on the story that you believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think that, first off, this thing was so orchestrated that they first decided to run these tests of the air traffic controllers. Today we're going to run these tests of planes running into buildings. That's what we're going to work on today.
Okay, so typing Chiron like air traffic control tower.
Air traffic control.
Washington, D.C. or Seattle.
I don't know.
It's all across the country. Hey, air traffic control guys. Just so you know, we're going to be crashing planes into walls all day. I don't know how we're doing this, but we're definitely doing it. So if you ever hear that anyone's crashing into a wall with a plane, disregard it.
Normal flight's going to happen today, but also we're running this exercise to test our defense system, to test, what do you call it when you send out jets? Fighter jets? Squat.
I have no idea. Is there a word for it?
I knew before I was drunk.
A squab? Is that what you're trying to say?
We're gonna squander jets. And that's not a word.
Sure. Just go with it.
So
we're gonna squander all our jets.
Okay. So like the British, like the British 9/11, they were also working on subway bombings happening while the subway bombings were happening.
Wait. Now you've gone off timeline. We're in America, man.
Yeah, so we're just focusing on the day.
So today,
our boss came in, told us we're crashing planes into the building for the day.
Wait, time out. Who's the funny guy from Family Guy? Who's the creator
Seth
of that?
Seth MacFarlane?
Was it him? There's somebody who was supposed to be on one of the planes that missed his flight.
Seth MacFarlane.
Okay. At any rate, I believe that these flights did exist. So here's the timeline. We set in motion that we're going to run these tests today with all the air traffic controllers.
Yes.
That's the first responders. They can't send out jets to take down these planes. They should have shot down all of these planes after the first one. They should have gotten the rest of them.
Sure.
Because what they did at that point was every plane needs to land. Every plane in America needs to land.
After the first one into the tower?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so at this point, if you're not responding and you're not landing,
you're an
shoot
enemy
that
of
fucking
the
plane down. And that's what happened to the plane that
landed in the field.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So those three planes, the ones in the towers and the one in the field, are accounted for so far in the timeline.
I don't think the two planes that crashed into the towers had civilians on them. So here's
we're talking about the Pentagon, man.
okay. So
I want to know the timeline of the fucking Pentagon.
We're trying to get the timeline.
At this point,
your story.
Okay, here's the timeline.
Yeah,
there were three passenger planes. There were four passenger planes.
Okay,
all four of them are supposed to hit targets. We already have in place three. Fuck, dude, this is fucking crazy. I feel weird saying it, you know? I don't know if I... Okay, so all of these planes, whether they were landed and these people were turned into slaves or if they were shot down over the ocean or whatever, these are all long-distance planes that are going... that are filled with fuel. And supposedly, they're filled with fuel because that will make the bigger fire to make you believe that... the steel beams will melt all the way down from the top to the bottom and it'll fall at free fall. Sure. At any rate...
Don't worry if I want to hear your story.
We've gotten rid of all the planes that are supposed to hit things. So now let's fucking send out our planes that are supposed to take their place out there.
Okay.
So none of these planes, no four of the planes that went down that day had civilians in them. They were already taken care of.
Taken care of as in like...
I don't know how.
Like bang bang?
Like you don't want them to survive anyway, so fucking...
Enslave them. No, well, okay, all right. So yeah,
you could enslave them if you believe that we are working with aliens and that we could take people underground and turn them into slaves.
You're saying that the four planes that we know about, the two world, sorry, I swallowed wrong. So yeah, that's right. Fucked up.
The two World Trade Center ones, the Pentagon one, and the one that went down.
And none of those were actually the ones that we saw.
None of those were
actually eight planes.
Yeah.
There are eight planes.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
I want to hear the story. I want to hear.
I don't know what happened to the people on those planes.
So the fourth plane to crash into a building was the Pentagon one? That was the final one to crash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they crash land.
I don't know. I think that they shot down one. This is what throws off my whole story. This is what throws me off is because the plane that went down was shot down.
The one at the Pentagon?
The one over the field. You do
that Oliver Stone movie.
There has never
that movie?
Is that the United 93? Is that the one that went down? They pulled the box knives out and entered the cockpit, and they were heroes, and they created an American hero story for us. that plane was shot down by us. That plane was shot down.
Okay.
There could have been civilians on it, yes. This is what throws off my whole thing. I don't fucking know. But my thing is this. The first plane that went into the tower, I think it shot a missile out before it hit in there.
So you think it was a fighter jet?
No. That it was like it was equipped with another piece of equipment.
So you think
that it wasn't the passenger plane?
So it wasn't a passenger.
It was a military plane.
It was a military plane
meant to look like a passenger plane.
That's the first plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the second one is not.
That's what makes me say the second one was also.
But everybody has seen the second plane. Everybody.
The second plane
hundreds of videos.
The second
thousands
one
of
is
eyewitnesses.
The plane that. Okay, so like people say this. Oh, the wings going into the Pentagon. The little hole that the Pentagon made. The wings broke off. You look at the second plane to hit the tower. There's a perfect plane cartoon outline into the building.
Yeah, but you previously said if you hit the wings at a certain point, the pieces will break off.
Yeah, but there's no wing pieces before the Pentagon, so that's why that story doesn't work.
Or are there?
There weren't.
Well, you don't know what was there, because it was a bunch of jagged metal and people carrying it around and shit.
That's a big question, though. Where were the wings? That's a big question for truthers. Is that like, where are the wings of the plane that hit the Pentagon? Because there's no evidence of those wings hitting the Pentagon.
So if it was a different plane, where are those wings then?
Same thing. I don't know. I think that they were so small that most of that ripped up.
Yeah, but you could say that for the previous plane, the real plane, that they ripped up.
Yeah. I just don't buy it. I mean... A 747 versus a 20 passenger plane. Like, this is the reason why I brought up. Well, whatever. Shauna was in. Well, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ask me another question.
I think the question to ask is, how do you want to wrap this up?
Are there too many coincidences? If you can, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this. If you can prove evidence of a cover-up, does that mean that there was a big conspiracy? Or does that mean that they were just trying?
I think if you
what
can.
What if they
just
let,
in general or about this?
About this, because, okay, here's my two options. Because
I think in general helped, you can could be withholding information because maybe it's a part of an investigation or something. So, yeah, you're collecting some shit and, you know, that's essentially covering up something, but I don't think that necessarily means it's a part of a giant conspiracy if it's, you know, we need this information internally to figure out what's going on.
There's new footage out there, supposedly, of a different angle of the plane crashing or the missile hitting the Pentagon, right? It's fairly new because it was some of that unreleased footage. When I watch that footage, it is 100% faked. The smoke after the missile hits the Pentagon.
Like someone made it in After Effects?
Somebody made it in After Effects. The missile hits, and then the smoke comes out, and the smoke doesn't track frame by frame. It's 100% obvious to anybody who's ever done any sort of After Effects.
Well, it's a security camera. It's not, like you said, it's not 30 frames.
No, I know. But within each frame, the smoke doesn't track perfectly of the frames that they have, right? When I watch this footage, to me, this is the new footage that's out there. It's like, look, see, it's a missile. And that footage is faked. And I think that that footage is put out there as disinformation, and they did a bad job of creating the missile.
Sounds like one of your crazy friends saying that it's a missile.
That footage is 100% fake.
Okay, but who put it out?
I don't know. Yeah. It's just floating out there.
Could be a troll.
I think a tragedy happened and the government used it to, you know, fucking erode our liberties.
Because they be aware of the tragedy happening, not do anything to take part in it, but be ready to jump things in like the Patriot Act?
I mean,
the Patriot Act slipped in so fast, dude.
Yeah, because they're politicians. They're fucking like, well, yeah, they've been waiting for a reason. Whether or not,
like, the Patriot Act was,
You don't write that up in a day. That was preemptively written.
Sure, I'm sure it was preemptively written, but it could be the politicians who wrote it were like, hey, this happened, now's our chance. Or it could have been like, you know, we all know there's the people on the inside who know, like, okay, we know there's going to be an attack. Let it happen. And then all this shit that we want that will benefit us few can finally happen. I kind of believe that there was information about an attack. They knew something was going to happen, and they let it happen so they can pass these laws.
And then we could also go to war because
use the fear mongering to get all the oil from all over the world, all that shit. I think the fear of another attack for the past 15-16 years really kind of it fucked up the whole country.
And
so many people. I don't know how many people, but people profited off of the chain of events that happened after 9/11. And it all comes from fear.
Did the richest family in the history of humans profit from this? Yes. Rothschilds.
I'm sure they profited from fucking everything. I mean, they're rich. They know how to do that shit. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people make money off of war.
Oh, totally.
No, we've been at war for 15 years.
Yeah. No. Like, here's the thing. If you want to be pissed off and you want to start, like, pointing fingers and shit like that, there's no real reason to, like, manufacture that, like, the jets were changed and they used rocket fuel and shit like that. Like, the thing that you should be pissed off about is that they used a national tragedy to you know, fucking make a fuckload of money for rich people.
Yes. Yeah. There's no conspiracy involved there.
That's just them. There's a quote by somebody, there's no such thing as tragedy, just opportunity or something like that. And that's like an abridged version.
Because we went after Saddam Hussein for 9/11.
No, well, not really. I mean, like, he was... That was like down the line.
He was the scapegoat. He was the energy that was used from 9/11 to go after him.
Kind of.
I agree with that.
Well, it wasn't really about 9/11. Like, so that's what was so weird about.
I think
about,
anything about having to do with war or terror or threats on the country after 9/11, 100% has to do with 9/11. I think. That is a vehicle to get things done for a very few amount of people.
I think you're thinking of it like it was more clever than it was. Like, it was very obviously just a move to, like, be at war more. When it was happening, people were like, why the fuck are we going to Iraq? Like, that doesn't... What are we doing? And the whole thing was just like, it was like a locomotive. It was too fucking...
Well, yeah, I think at that point, people...
like the general population is probably less in a because, yes, do what you have to do to protect us to
because from
what's,
like
at, what's hold on
yeah no but like from like day one it was Osama like almost immediately like that afternoon they were like it's Osama bin Laden it's this thing sure. called Al Qaeda
I believe that I
the Iraq yeah. thing was just like this weird like fucking offshoot of it.
I think I don't think anyone understood.
It's 100% the chain of events, and I agree with everything you're saying. I'm just saying, like, we didn't go into Iraq directly because of 9/11. We went there because 9/11 afforded us the opportunity
exactly.
to.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
So it's ridiculous. I think maybe that's what pisses me off most about the conspiracy theories is there are things to be outraged about that are literal, and you can look at them and you can say like, oh, this is the military industrial complex. Yeah. We hadn't been in enough skirmishes in the last, then I don't know,
since
the first Desert Storm.
Yeah.
The ridiculous theories.
I mean, take this for example.
Yeah, then it turns into like,
we have been looking for Osama bin Laden for years, and then a CNN reporter stumbles upon him. The Osama lets him into his secret base, and then he claims credit for 9/11.
Well, let me just counter with this. Go find Magic Johnson.
But our intelligence is over there looking for him, and then a CNN reporter gets invited into...
That was such a perfect button to end the episode on.
I don't buy...
Well, we got to wrap it up, so pick a point. Pick a point to end this on.
My point after all this is this. No matter what I've looked up, no matter what I've seen, I still don't know what I believe, because I still find information that changes my belief of what I already believe. And so I will just say this. Something sinister happened, and whether it be that they let it happen, we definitely had information about it. I challenge you to go fucking come up with your own storyline of what happened on 9/11. I know this is specifically the Pentagon episode, but what the fuck do you think happened?
Because I think in any case of any happening, There could be weird, unexplainable inconsistencies. I still believe that it was the plane that they said crashed into it. I still think that's what it is, just because I think about it as from the point of view of the people who were involved specifically in that plane, in any all the planes, but like there were people on that plane. They're gone. That's real, and I will be on the side of what actually happened to them, as opposed to, you know, a crazy, fun idea. The government crash landed them, and they're like, "You cooperate, or we enslave you to the underground aliens." Like, that's a crazy fun story, but and the reality of it, it's like, if it was this plane, it was this plane. There are inconsistencies, but there are inconsistencies throughout history in all sorts of different.
I can agree with you too that that was all legit. We'll get into 9/11 later, but the one thing that throws me off about all of these stories are all of the stories of bombs going off in the building on the basement level,
the Pentagon or the
of the towers,
okay,
before the planes hit. There's straight up evidence of bombs going off in the buildings before the planes hit.
Yeah, that's 1993. Biggie Smalls called it.
What throws me off from everything. That one little fact throws me off from the Pentagon. It's like, why, if you have these legitimate accounts and even on camera of feeling a bomb going off, why then would the Pentagon story to me is so not legit? I do not buy the official account of the Pentagon story.
All right. Well, Casey, thank you for being here. You got any plugs?
You can watch my show Disconnected on elitedaily.com. I think I got another short called Then Now coming out pretty soon. It's an interactive choose-your-own-adventure sort of thing.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Twitter? You into Twitter? You want to do that or not?
Yeah. You could tweet at me, at Casey Donahue. That's pretty much my name on anything on the internet, so.
Thank you for being here. I think at the end of the day, you know, vote a third party this November.
I agree. And, I agree.
You know, these two motherfuckers are crooks, racists and crooks, and fucking anybody who's a part of the system is corrupt. So just vote for a third party. Fuck it. It's going to be Hillary. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
I also don't think Trump is a part of this system that I think is evil.
He's not as... Well, here's the...
So that's what weirds me out.
Trump's in his own system. He's profiting for himself.
We could do it. We could talk about that later. But he's intriguing. Because
he's only out for number one.
Well, he's a retard.
Donnie Trump.
He's a retard, which would be great. Yeah. If he was the president, it would be great. Because it really wouldn't affect anything except for the Republicans and the Democrats going like, fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. You know, fucking 9/11. Jesus
I know,
Christ.
Man. What the fuck? It's so fucking stressful.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Don't forget to... do your part and suck our dicks
digitally.
Suck our dicks.
Feral Audio.
Hello, I'm Dave Ross.
Hey, and I'm Hampton Yunt.
And we host Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio.
That's right. It's a podcast about suicide, but not to make light of it. We actually talk about suicidal thoughts, depression, kind of with a sense of levity that Dave and I have with each other. He's my best friend. Come on.
Yeah, we're buddies. Suicide Buddies.
That's the title.
One of our favorite episodes that we've recorded so far is about this guy, Jan Patocki, who was a Polish aristocrat in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And he, one of the reasons it's possible that he killed himself is that he thought he was a werewolf.
Oh.
Check out a clip. It also makes me think, like, we were talking about in the Norway black metal episode, how, like, just the culture of your surroundings can affect you. Like, he's in a castle in Poland. He's like, I mean, if you lived in a castle in Poland and no one knew anything about anything, you might be like, I'm a bat. I'm probably a bat.
That's like literally what happened to Batman. He literally is in his mansion. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I'm a bat.
I'm
a bat that helps people.
I'm a bat that helps people.
I'm a rich...
I don't know what you want from me. And my girlfriend, she's a cat. She's a cat.
My girlfriend's a cat.
She steals things. She's a woman who steals things. She's a cat. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat.
I help people.
She's a cat. We fight a penguin.
My